Now, David, if you and I would be sitting here 3 years from now, what do you think would be different about these conversations in regards to constraints and innovation and entrepreneurship?
So I think there's two things that would be very different. And they're actually both rooted very much in what's happening now. So what we've spoken about sharing agendas in the last question is about being people being resourceful. So very often you'll see in a recruitment ad that it will say, it will mention the word creativity. Now, it's a much misunderstood word. It can mean anything. But actually, I think what businesses are looking for are people who are resourceful. And so when we talk about sharing agendas, we're speaking about resourcefulness as a foundation for effectively helping to change and transform the culture of a business. Because if everybody was resourceful to their maximum capacity, that would be amazing for any business culture to have as fuel to work with. So I think in 3 years, that resourcefulness will start paying off. And why do I say that? Well, if you look at what the top recruiters are recruiting for, they're no longer recruiting for absolute performance. Okay, what they're recruiting now for is the potential in people. And that's at people at all levels, from CEOs all the way down. So let's unpack that a little bit. So Egon Zehnder, which is one of the biggest headhunters, if you like, in the world, I think, they talk about recruiting for not performance, but this ability to go out and make a difference. And that's hugely different, because you're trying to get to the nub of what that means. So let me explain how they've unpacked this. So first thing is motivation. So moving from just a performer to somebody who's a transformer, if you like, so she has a very transformative mindset. So the first thing is motivation. Are they motivated to make a big difference? And this goes right back to the start of our conversation, where we're saying, well, entrepreneurs are intrinsically motivated to make a difference in the business. However they can do that, they'll find a way. The second part of that is curiosity. So unless you're curious, you're not going to either find what is available by way of resources and networks internally. If you're not curious, you won't feel the need to go and find out. And curiosity becomes even more important when you're looking outside the business. Again, if you're not motivated to be curious, then your mind is unlikely to go past the walls of the office. So that curiosity is critical, because it leads on to the next thing. It's a foundation for insight, and that's insight into what the customer needs and how the business will meet that. And that, again, ties back to, well, what are the propelling questions that the customer's trying to answer? What are the customer's ambitions? What are the customer's constraints that they're having to work with? And what are our ambitions and constraints by way of strategy? And that leads on to, well, how can we be much more resourceful at meeting these? So it links really nicely. And the last one is engagement. So how does business engage the people in the organization to be much more inventive and much more resourceful? So it's a set of interlocking spheres, if you like. And by getting these interlocking spheres right and working on these and having a leadership team who's able to lead with that as their priorities, and if you like, that's a set of leadership behaviors, not leadership performance metrics, that's what's going to allow businesses in 3 years' time to have succeeded. And a lot of businesses that haven't got that will have failed. Quite, and some very big businesses, and big businesses that are well-known brands that we we sit here and trust. But without that, they won't be here in 3 years' time. They'll have been disrupted and they'll have been shredded by either incumbents who have been able to transform or simply shredded by startups and spin-outs and spin-offs of other businesses.
No, thank you, David. I think it's a great way to bring this sort of towards the end where we start talking about these interlocking critical spheres that you talk about, where people today are recruiting for very, very different skill set, where being resourceful sounds like it's one of the most critical things, but you also touch on how important is the fact that people are recruiting for motivation, for the people that are curious, which will lead to that tapping into those networks, internal and external, around the insights and that engagement. So you can really be able to connect and help people understand the story around how the ambitions that you have as a business, really together with the constraints and the limited resources, can how do you make it all work together? So look, just before we conclude this conversation / interview, is there anything else that you like to add or share with the people that are watching this session? Anything else at all?
So I think there's two things. So we mentioned there, and you provided a very good summary around motivation, curiosity, insight, and engagement. And what I would challenge people to do is not take these things as face value elements, but go away and unpack them so there's no one size fits all. So what does curiosity and motivation look like for your business? So how would people behave in a way that brings them to life? So for engagement, what does engagement mean for your business? So think about how behaviors can lead to impact. So it's all very well talking about these things. You've got to make sense of them yourselves. They're very, very practical things. So there's nothing more practical than curiosity. So how can you build your curiosity? This isn't about building creativity. This is about building some real and very, very tangible ways of working with people within the business and working within in your networks. And probably the last thing I would say is, whatever you do, be interesting and help educate people, because that ultimately is what will engage people in your project, however big or however small. And it's amazing, isn't it, that small things can turn into really big things if people see that they're getting value from it. Don't overlook the small parts, like how you tell your story, retell your story, communicate and educate people in the business. Don't hide your light under a bushel, because that's what sustains momentum. That's what really drives momentum. So you can't decree momentum. Momentum has to be created, and it's an entrepreneur's first job to do that.
That is beautiful. I think some of the last quotes around, don't hide your light, drive the momentum, don't overlook the small things, and really get out there and continue to drive impact. I think that is probably a beautiful sort of closing remarks for this interview. So look, I probably just, all I have left is to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and sharing your learnings with the people watching, because you're not just talking about it, you're actually doing it as part of this session. So what a nice way to end the conversation. Thank you so much for your time, David.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye.